This is 91.7 WVXU's Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for tuning in on this Friday afternoon. Holiday season in full swing and plenty of musical celebrations for the season all around town, including a week from tonight, the Cincinnati Pops holiday tradition and their concert. And joining me in the studio today to talk about that concert and, well, Christmas music in general is the conductor of the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, John Morris Russell. JMR, welcome to Cincinnati Edition again.
Thank you so much. It's always a great treat to be here.
Now, I know this is a season that you love because I have been made aware over the years that you have quite a Christmas music collection at home, JMR.
What do you call that, like a holiday geek or something? You know.
When did this start and why did this start?
Well, it's all about snow tires. You know, I grew up in northern Ohio, and, you know, there's this annual thing. You'd always, every year, you know, beginning of December, you'd have to go out, get your snow tires put on. And, you know, you'd go to the Goodyear or Firestone to get your snow tires. And Dad would always come home with it was either Firestone or Goodyear LP. And every year there'd be a different one, and it would be all sorts of holiday music. And it was just the wildest collection of music. You know, you'd have like Mahalia Jackson singing next to, you know, the next track would be the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And then it'd be like Dean Martin. And it'd be like George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra.
Yeah, right.
Tennessee Ernie Ford. Yes. You always had to have Tennessee Ernie Ford. And, you know, over the years, we, you know, collected many of these. And they kind of became a soundtrack of our own family's Christmas traditions. And then, you know, years later, you know, I'd go to yard sales, especially when CDs became very popular, and, you know, people were just giving away these things. And I found all these Christmas albums and collected, I've got close to 2,000 now.
Just Christmas, holiday music?
Yeah. Well, and a lot of those now are CDs. And and back in the day, instead of making Christmas cards, I would make Christmas party tapes. And I'd take, you know, the Firestone Goodyear, of course, but just all sorts of other stuff. And, you know, they're just nutty things. And, you know, it started out, I'd send out a couple dozen to very close friends. And then, you know, and then more and more, I'd send out more and more. And by the end, it was about after a decade, I was sending out close to 300 of these things. And then all my friends who had sent these Christmas party tapes, they would always send me, you know, other albums. Hey, I found this at yard sale or something. And so, you know, it just mushroomed. So
the JMR mixtapes. Wow.
Yeah, and you know, so many people when they listen to Home for the Holidays, they say, "Wow, where did you come up with all these crazy ideas and all the rest?" And I said, "You know, it's a decade of making Christmas party tapes, and finally, I get to make a Christmas party tape with the best orchestra in the world."
Wow!
What a thrill!
It's just amazing. So you're blaming it on your family and your friends?
Yeah, I blame it on snow tires. Doggone it!
It's snow tires. And what's your wife think about this, JMR?
Well, you know what? Time was, you know, when we just started out, you know, she was really into it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and we'd have lots of fun. You know, we'd make a nice little pot of tea and snuggle and make, you know, Christmas party tape, you know. And now, of course, I come home with a stack of LPs, and, you know, she just points down to the basement.
Oh, my. John Morris Russell, conductor of the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. They have their holiday concerts coming up next weekend, beginning 8 o'clock at Music Hall, week from tonight. We'll talk about that show in just a moment. We're talking about Christmas and holiday music right now. And so where in your collection does, like, The Ring Volume 4? We've been hearing of some performers and all helping support public radio and a lot of musicians that you work with, too, who have contributed to Rings 1, 2, and 3.
Absolutely.
So where does this fit into your music collection?
I am the Christmas guy, right? These are, like, right at the top of the heap. Absolutely. What's interesting is I my new relationship now with the Cincinnati Pops happened just at the same time that you all were coming out with the Ring volumes.
Yes.
And so I've got to hear all of the progression from 1 through 4. And I thought the guitar albums were absolutely spectacular, especially the sense of diversity. And, you know, when I think about, you know, what makes a great holiday CD, well, I guess it's what makes any great CD. You know, you have to have elements of diversity and unity. And you have the elements of unity in that, especially here in Ring 4, you've got, you know, all keyboard artists. and also the fact that there's a certain genre of music, of holiday music and Christmas carols, you know, a lot of which has been, you know, with us for, you know, 1,000 or so years. And yet you have the diversity of everyone's own approach, all the different types of musical styles, all of the different solo possibilities, you know, adding some voices and the other textures behind. It's just beautifully curated and fantastically performed, and it is always a real treat to hear this every single year with what a tremendous collection. And this is all homegrown talent. I mean, this is Cincinnati heart and soul.
Great stuff there, and I'm a modest collector of Christmas music. If you may know, nowhere the professional that you are, JMR, but I do know that when I find a new holiday music, you're looking for that diversity, that little bit of something different that keeps it interesting, not just another version of the same old Christmas carol or song that you've been listening to.
And you know what? I'll probably 85%. Of the stuff that I get, and you know, I'll go to the store and just, you know, pick out a half dozen CDs, you know, every year, and boy, so often there may be one track on a CD that'll be really special that, you know, I'll want to put onto to the party tape or put into my holiday mix on our own CD, because so often artists they'll sing one of the traditional songs. They'll put some sleigh bells behind it and think, oh, yeah, boy, we've done something really special. But, you know, it's real artists who go in and craft something special. And it's not just about putting in sleigh bells, and it's not just the sentimental lyrics. There's got to be more.
Well, you know, you took over talking about your post taking over for the late Eric Kunzel for the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. And at a time when Eric and the Pops had quite a recording record, if you may, of, you know, a number of albums that had gone on charts around, what was it, like 85, 87?
Of the CDs, there were 90 discs, and Home for the Holidays was number 91.
Well, I was going to say, so for your first CD, you, with the Pops, you chose Home for the Holidays and holiday music.
Yeah.
Was it just a natural fit, or was it much needed at the time?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. I think my heart really says that I always wanted to record the great stuff that we did for Home for the Holidays, which was the holiday show that we produced at the Taft Theater for 7 years when I was here as the associate conductor. And boy, we worked so hard to put together original arrangements and put together this pastiche of all sorts of numbers that, again, kind of reflected that great diversity of musical styles used to hear on those early LPs. You know, we did the show. It was a huge success, perhaps more artistic than it was financial. But all of the arrangements kind of went into our Pops library and kind of fell asleep. And when I came back here to lead the Pops, my very first concert as conductor designate was our holiday Pops production. We kind of dusted off some of the old charts and went through them, and everyone, it was like, oh, yes, these are so much fun. It reminded us about how much fun we had putting on that show so many years ago. And so the following year, when we were going to record something, we said, let's put these together and record them. So I would say probably a half dozen of the tunes on our Home for the Holidays CD were taken directly from the show. And in fact, for our holiday concerts coming up this year on December 13, 14, and 15, again, we've got some of those great classics from our Home for the Holiday show that are going to be on that concert as well, including the 12 Days of Cincinnati Christmas.
Ooh. Well, I was going to ask, and this is a good transition from Home for the Holidays to the holiday show coming up next week, starting a week from today on Friday evening at Music Hall, 8 o'clock, also Saturday and Sunday. How is this different from Home for the Holidays? You know, you've grown up a little bit, just a little bit, but you've grown up. You know, how has the Pops holiday concert changed?
Well, Home for the Holidays was a little bit more of a show. There was a very loose through line of drama there. And, you know, it was this Wonderful. Love the Taft Theater. Wonderful, intimate theater. We kind of always kind of imagined ourselves being on the Muppet Show.
right.
and in fact, we had a couple of costume characters that sat in the little box where Waldorf and Statler would be hanging out. Right.
Yeah.
So, but Music Hall, of course, is just so much bigger, and so we can go bigger in everything we produce. So, for instance, the 12 Days of Cincinnati Christmas, which originally we had these little penguin puppets who sang this little number, and now we have our full chorus. Wynton Woods High School Chorus is going to be joining us also, the May Festival Youth Chorus. And the 12 Days of Christmas tells all about all our wonderful Cincinnati things. So we have a ride on the Delta Queen, two scoops of Graters, three great states, four-way Skyline Chili, five Verdon Bells,
ooh,
six Bars of Ivory, seven Rolling Hills, eight, help me here.
Well, maids of milking is what I'd usually say. I don't know if I kept up with the Cincinnati version.
Eight flying pigs. There we go.
Oh, okay.
Nine baseball players, 10 German dancers, 11 football players, and 12 zoo babies.
Woo!
It is very, very cute. And we have the Cincinnati Studio for Dance is going to be choreographing all of this with costume. So by the end of this thing, it's going to be just mayhem. That's my kind of concert.
Well, and it's always, as the Pops is always, utilizing all the local talent that we have.
That's
here.
Right. And, it's just like the Ring CDs. I mean, they're just, we are blessed. And let me tell you, man, you go away for a bit and, live in another community, and you don't realize the depth of talent that we have here in Cincinnati for a relatively small community. The depth of talent that we have in musicianship in all varieties, from our orchestral players to our jazz players, to all the folks who are playing in clubs and concert venues, our chamber orchestra, all over our community, there is a deep a sense of purpose and quality in the artistic offerings that we have here that is just unparalleled.
Beautiful to have them all in one place.
Absolutely.
And all celebrated here on Cincinnati Public Radio, which we're reminding folks today.
Yes, indeed. And everywhere I drive, both WGUC and WVXU are always there. It's another one of these things that Cincinnatians might just take for granted, the fact that we have such quality programming and such extraordinary news resources that celebrate everything that is Cincinnati.
All the diversity, and a lot of diversity on Cincinnati Public Radio stations, from the classical music on WGUC into the news and information, and I guess you would call what we're doing here entertainment now, as it goes along.
Well, kind of a loose term there. Yeah.
But, it's great because Cincinnati does promote and support the arts of all types, whether it's visual arts, performing arts, music, theater. It's just great to see.
And, our beautiful music hall, 3,417 seats. I mean, it is huge. And through November, record numbers of people coming in to the Pops and to the Symphony. And this December, so many offerings that we have here. It's the Pops over the weekend, December 13, 14, 15. A semi-staged musical in concert, Yes, Virginia, on December 14. That tells the story of Virginia O'Hanlon, who wrote the letter to the editor of the New York Sun. And Vince Gill and Amy Grant are going to be there also a little later on in the week. Music Hall is rocking.
And perfect for the holidays, too. It's already got the red color scheme going for it. So it just takes
right
a little splash of green and white. It has the gold in there, too.
You
were talking about Vince Gill and Amy Grant, I believe. Well, you have to talk about the special guest for the Pops Holiday Concert.
Oh, gee whiz. Ann Hampton Calloway. Love her. We worked together for the first time last year with the New Jersey Symphony, and we had just such a blast together. And I said, doggone it, we got to get you back to Cincinnati. And what I love about Ann is that she sings everything. She's classically trained. But at the same time, she sings jazz, blues, gospel, Broadway. All of her vocal stylings are just so distinct and fantastic, and so much just sheer fun, a wonderful, joyous presence. And the exuberance that we always see with her on stage is the same exuberance that we see backstage. And it's just always a hoot. And her sister, Liz, is going to be singing with us for Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus, concert production on Saturday at 2:00. And so, man, watch out, Cincinnati. The Calloway sisters are in town.
Taking over the place.
Stuff's going to be happening, let me tell you.
Hey, well, we just have a moment left. Any highlights from the Home for the Holidays besides the 12 Cincinnati days, et cetera, that are going on there?
Well, we're going to be doing many of our favorite hits from our Home for the Holidays CD, including Go Tell It on the Mountain in a spectacular arrangement, the fabulous choruses, and, of course, our great orchestra. And, I can never have any interview without underlining the fact that our musicians are just second to none. To be able to perform the whole gamut of the American musical experience from the most sublime classical composers, to the most rock and gospel and jazz.
And outrageous John Morris Russell conceptions of holiday music.
And they put up with me, which is even better. So,
well, that's great. And it's always great to have you in the studio, JMR.
Thank you so much.
John Morris Russell talking about the Holiday Pops, the concerts next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and other events happening at Music Hall. You can find a full listing at our website, wvxu.org. And while you're there, be sure to click the Support Now button and do your part for public radio. This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell.